And joining us now is head coach of the Geneva Vikings. He's Scott Hennig. Coach Hennig is in his second season as the Vikings head coach, but he served several years as an assistant under Phil Ralston. Coach Hennig's team enters tonight's game with a 32-1 record, the most in Geneva school history, and they're looking to return to state for the first time since finishing fourth back in 2015. So, first of all, Coach, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it, and congratulations on reaching the Super Sectional.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
First off, tell us, I mean, the first thing we need to know is we want to know about your team. So tell us a little about your team and some of the players we're going to hear about when we broadcast the game tonight.
Sure. We start four seniors. We have 2 3-year starters in the backcourt. Jack McDonald, who's the school's all-time assist leader and 1,000-point scorer. And then we have Mitch Mascari, who's a 6'5 senior who also is a 1,000-point scorer. Those are our two leaders, captains. We also have two 6'5 forwards. One is Cross Garth, who's a senior, and then another is Josh Preston, who's a junior, who's up on the varsity as a sophomore. And then our fifth starter is Garrett Sneed, who's a 5'11 senior.
What is the team's strengths?
I think playing together, they all complement each other real well. Jack McDonald, obviously, is our point guard and gets everyone involved. Rich Mascari is one of our best shooters on the team. Garrett Sneed and Cross Garth defensively have been our best two defenders. And then Josh Preston's really stepped up in the postseason. He's doubled his scoring the last four games and gives us a nice inside presence.
Are you guys a fast break team, or are you more of a slow it down half court?
You know what? I think it depends on who we're playing. We like to push and transition, but you know, we also want to take the right shot with the right guy. So we always talk about best shot, value the ball. You know, we definitely don't want to turn it over. So we like to do both, but you know, tonight I think we're going to play at a little bit slower pace than usual.
Now, talk a little about your season. I mean, did you come in knowing you had this caliber of team that could make it to state? Has this been a little bit of a surprise? What were your thoughts going in, and how has this team performed compared to your expectations?
Yeah, I think, you know, I knew we would be pretty good. We had a lot returning. We only lost one senior last year, and obviously Mitch and Jack were 3-year guys. We went into a new league this year, the Duquesne, out of the Upstate 8, which, you know, included the Wheaton schools and Lake Park. So I didn't know what to expect, but I knew we would be pretty good. And, you know, when you have a kid like Jack McDonald who makes everyone else better, and you've had other guys step up, here we are in a super sectional game.
Now, you mentioned McDonald. I mean, where is he? Is he a college caliber? I mean, what level college
yeah.
I should say?
Yeah, he's going to be going to Augustana next year, which is D3. But he had various Division II schools looking at him. But I think going to Augustana is a great fit. I think he's going to have a chance to win a national championship there and play right away, which I know is important to Jack.
Now, it's funny because we look at East, who has right now two D1 calibers. Someone looking at Long Beach State for Sincere Parker and Chris Brunell's looking D1. So using those matchups, that kind of logic, it would seem that East has the advantage. But I think there's more to it than it comes down to the way your team plays together.
Yeah, I think it's the styles and matchups. And, you know, the nice thing about high school basketball, this isn't a best of seven. You know, it's on a neutral floor. It's one game. You know, a lot can happen. The kids, you know, there's going to be a lot of pressure on the kids. The environment's going to be very cool for the kids. And it'll be interesting. But I know how good and talented Rockford East is.
Now, you mentioned the Duquesne Conference is a new one. Talk a little bit about the conference and the strength of that conference. One thing that's noticeable is that St. Charles North, which finished, I believe, fifth or sixth in your conference, gave the East some fits last week in the sectionals.
Yeah, there was no nights off. A lot of talent. The coaching was, you know, unbelievable. It was neat because you saw a lot of different styles. You know, Wheaton South was all zone. And they're always a tough matchup. Wheaton North was pressure man to man. St. Charles North was pressure, and they had a 6'9" kid in the post. So every night was a little bit different, which I think really, really made us better throughout the course of the year. Three out of the eight teams won regionals, so I think it shows how competitive the league was when you had that many teams in the sectional. So it was a good it was a good first year for us in the Duquesne.
What's your scouting report on the E-Rabs?
Very talented. You know, some concerns of mine are, you know, their ability to get on the offensive glass. They really crash, do a great job. Their guards are phenomenal. Parker's a phenomenal shooter. But they really, really defend in terms of pressure and protecting the rim. And then they like to get out and push and transition. So we're going to have to be at our best in many aspects of the game. But to be in a super sectional, that's what you expect. And they're going to have to do things against us as well.
Well, you mentioned rebounding is one thing. I mean, just straight up looking at the sizes, is you've got the height advantage, but how good a rebounding team are you, and how much that is going to be an advantage for you in the rebounding part of the game?
Rebounding hasn't been a concern all year. You know, Cross and Josh are very good rebounders. Our guards rebound really well. Jack had 9 in one of the sectional games. But just how big and athletic they are in terms of explosiveness, it's always a concern playing Rockford.
So with a team like this that you're going up against with so many weapons, you mentioned you might slow things down. Is it a matter of maybe even going to a zone and test their outside shooting, or are you going to go try to stick with a man-to-man?
Yeah, I think we're going to look at both. I think everything's on the table. Whatever gets it done, we haven't played them, they haven't played us. So I think in the beginning, there's kind of going to be that feeling out period in terms of, hey, let's, you know, as a staff, okay, are these matchups correct? You know, the pace of the game, how are they guarding us? How are the officials calling us? We can't afford foul trouble like we had last Friday. So, you know, we got a few things in our back pocket, but we're just going to come out and be ready to go at 7:30.
That's kind of the key, because I know in the game that East played with South Elgin in their sectional final, they basically got their big man in foul trouble early, and that was a huge difference. So obviously, as you mentioned, keeping your guys clean is going to be very important, especially so you can stay out there defensively and slow down Chris Brunell and slow down Parker and some of those other players.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had 3 guys foul out in our sectional final win, but I know we lost a big lead that night because we were dealing with foul trouble, and obviously Downers Grove North made a lot of shots, but we have to stay out of foul trouble.
One thing that we were talking with Coach Sackmaster about, and he brought up as maybe the advantage that they might have, is the fact that they just got done playing a game, at least, on a big court at Rock Valley College. And the college courts are bigger, and they're going to be playing on a college court tonight. And he's at least hoping that maybe they're used to that extended, that longer court that you might not be used to. I don't know. I looked at some of the games you've played. Most have been on high school courts. Is that an advantage or disadvantage, I guess, on your side, or is that not that big of a deal?
I don't know, to be honest. These kids have played plenty on a college court. We practiced at North Central College on Sunday nights. We've played multiple times in the summer. We haven't played in the regular season, but a lot of our guys play high-level AAU, and, you know, it might be a little bit of an adjustment, but I'm not expecting that's going to have a big factor in the game.
Last question. What specifically do you guys need to do tonight to come away with a victory and head down to state?
Yeah, I think the number one priority is we need to take care of the basketball. We don't want them getting out in transition off our turnovers, or, you know, having an advantage because of bad shot selection. And I think the second thing is we need to make them take tough shots. We know they're going to score. They got 2 Division I guards and very nice pieces around those guys. But we want to make those shots that they are shooting difficult shots for them.
Sure. Well, that was Coach Scott Hennig. He's Geneva Vikings take on the East E-Raps tonight at NIU's Convocation Center. Coach Hennig, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you tonight.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. We'll return to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.